Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Littlefield. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Littlefield. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting 8th. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Dobson. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young bunts towards third. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Moss and he is out, Young applying the tag. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moss. The throw from Wilson and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox bunts towards the mound. Littlefield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Fox moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball towards right. Wirtz settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wirtz. Fox moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso bunts towards the mound. Littlefield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Littlefield, and towards Hunter, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson juggles the ball. That's an error on Dobson. Elliott moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Elliott moves to third. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter is walked intentionally. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunter. The throw from Wilson and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mealy moves to second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson bunts towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Mealy moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. One out. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mealy scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Littlefield is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dyke moves to third. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dyke scores. Wirtz moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, Browns. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to third. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Moss reaches second base with a double. Wirtz scores. Sievers goes all the way around to score. Moss moves to third. It's 4-1, Browns. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Littlefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Moss scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Browns. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Littlefield moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Littlefield scores. Groth moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Browns. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rivera moves to second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rivera scores. Carrasquel moves to second. It's 6-2, Browns. Rocky Krasnick pinch hits for Fritz Dorisch. Satchel Paige now pitching. Tommy Byrne pinch hits for Rocky Krasnick. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paige fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Connie Johnson now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Moss hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Page fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rivera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Rivera reaches third base with a triple. Minoso goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3 Browns. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-4 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Carrasquel hits a line drive towards third. Elliott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Red Wilson. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Tom Wright pinch hits for Connie Johnson. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boyd moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers fields it and throws to second for the out. Boyd scores. Two outs. It's 6-4. Browns. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-4 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dyke. Fain reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.